Chapter 20, The Plan. After tea, all seven of us went back to work again. Dobro was on the floor unfolding more old diagrams he found in the chests. Doc was drawing arrows and circles on a forest map of the turquoise deep woods. Flower Sun and Ocarina were putting up three long charts on the wall. Each had lines and rows of Silva symbols. I sat at one end of the table, flipping through Gran's diary about the Ruby Forest. Carr and Dreamflyer had just finished organizing power crystals and magic berries at the other end of the table. There were still questions we couldn't answer. Important questions.
"Before we start making the plan," Carr interrupted, "we must decide on something. Should we block the portal or try to break it?"
Doc spoke first.
"This is an ancient portal. We don't know how it was built, who built it, or why."
He held up an old book.
"This book tells us there are other forest portals. This portal belongs to a web of openings into other forests. We should not destroy it."
"We have to at least block it,"
Ocarina spoke up, standing on her seat again. Her purple tail swirled.
"Amber's diaries tell us to listen to warnings that come in dreams. She had nightmares about monster sparks, just like Bongo. Our storms are bad. Time to act. We may have to use the fire opal from the metal chest for our mission. Fire opals can be dangerous."
Carr hesitated.
"I think this one is powerful enough to open the portal."
"I vote to block," Dreamflyer said. "Dragonflykin may need this portal in the future."
We all nodded in agreement. Doc added a warning.
"One day we will find the only map of all these forest portals. We should be careful about exploring other forests. This Ruby Forest sounds very unfriendly."
Doc's frowning eyes stared straight at me over his cracked wire glasses.
"Let us not forget to check our plan with Elderroot,"
Flower Sun said. Her middle eye stayed open while the other two blinked.
"We must work together with our forest. I can translate our plan into Silva for Elderroot."
She pointed to the Silva charts on the wall. Dobro whistled and raised his hand.
"Guys! Guys! About blocking the portal, from what I can tell, from these old drawings, we have to get the metal rods I found in the chest from here to the portal. We're talking the deep woods,"
he whistled.
"Second thing," Dobro went on, "where is the burning portal? To even see it, we need to find the portal's frame. It's a round metal structure with crystals around the edges. I bet its metal is the same as the rods from the chests. Very special. The frame will look like this drawing I found in the chest."
He held it up. We all gasped at once. In the old drawing, the round frame had spots of colors around it, each labeled with a special crystal. At the top was the symbol, wings in a circle. There was a blue spot labeled Power Stone in the middle where the wings joined.
"The symbol from Amber's diary on the metal chest,"
Ocarina blurted out in her high-pitched voice. "And Gran's diaries," I added. Dobro whistled again to get our attention.
"Okay, there's more. Third, we need to join the metal rods to the frame to make the barrier that will block the portal."
He held up a second drawing that showed the rods crisscrossing across the portal frame.
"I'll need to use this fire torch thing to do that."
He pointed to a tool on the floor that looked like a tree branch, but metal.
"It shoots out a blue flame, a blazing blue flame. And the last thing, the worst part,"
he held up a third drawing.
"On the other side of the portal, there's a different power stone with a different symbol."
The drawing showed the portal frame from the Ruby Forest side. It had a symbol of a lightning spark and a red spot in the middle.
"You follow me?"
He whistled and went on.
"Here's what we have to do. One of us has to remove this red power stone here in the middle of the lightning bolt symbol. That will close the portal. Then the rods on our side will work to block the portal. That about does it. And one more thing. As far as I know, once we start these steps to block the portal, well, we can't undo them.
Sounds dangerous,
Ocarina said.
Are you saying someone has to go through the portal to remove the red power stone on the other side? How do we open the portal to do that? Yes, there are risks,
Carr replied.
As Dobro said, we have to locate the portal by finding its frame. The deep woods are thick with tree branches and vines. We do need to open the portal to remove the red power stone on the other side so the rods will work. That will be tricky. It's dangerous messing with power stones. We'll need a special tool for that. But even trickier,
she went on,
the one who goes through the portal to the Ruby Forest side has to get back through fast after removing the red power stone. The portal will begin closing. We cannot stop that.
The room went silent. I didn't remember seeing a round frame with crystals in my last dream flight. No wings in a circle symbol either. The frame must be covered up in the treetops. I did remember something about the metal rods on the floor from this morning. One had a symbol on it and vibrated in a weird way. I should have told Dobro. I spoke up. One thing about the metal rods from the chest. This morning, I picked one up and saw a symbol on it.
That one's in the diagram, Dobro said. I wondered about where it goes.
Well, this may be a clue. The rod vibrated when I put it with the others. Everything around me acted weird. For a few seconds, all of you looked frozen, like time stopped or slowed down for a few minutes, except for me. I thought it was my imagination or my stone.
Blazes, Dobro said and whistled. There's something special about this rod that's different from the others, more powerful in some way.
We all left our seats and followed Dobro to the rods on the floor.
This is a silver symbol,
Flower Sun said. Her long leaf pointed to the rod.
It means time.
What about time? Dobro asked with a worried look. Let me try something. Back up, everyone.
The rest of the rods were still in the pattern, like in the diagram. Dobro picked up the one with the symbol on it and put it next to the other rods. In a few seconds, he moved it away. None of us noticed anything.
How much time just passed?
He asked.
5 seconds, maybe?
Doc replied.
Blazes, it works! I felt the vibration Bongo described. You all looked frozen. Not me. I moved the rods around and back 10 times in seconds. Burning powerful stuff here.
Powerful indeed, Carr warned. Dobro, you were close enough to be pulled into the rod's vibration, into its power. That power alters time. It speeded up time for you, but not the rest of us outside the vibration. Same for you this morning, Bongo. This shows us how careful we have to be.
Once more, the room was silent. A few minutes passed. I think we were all thinking about the risks of our mission.
Good work, team, Carr said. It's getting late. Let's take the rest of this evening to prepare for our mission. After a bite to eat, start packing what to take with us to the deep woods. We'll head out at sunup, first light.
She raised her arm.
Skies be clear.
Skies be clear,
we all repeated. Packing took a few hours. We all had lists of things to check off. Our pile of gear in the middle of the room kept growing. I saw Dreamflyer filling his pack as if he was going on one of his long journeys. Berries, crystals, his camouflage hat, his special knife. At bedtime, I was ready to Dreamfly before morning and look for the portal frame. Before I closed my eyes, I heard Carr and Dreamflyer talking in the kitchen. They were deciding which of them would go through the portal to remove the red power stone. They talked about the possibility of not getting back through the portal in time.
It should be me,
Dreamflyer insisted.
I can use my knife to remove the red power stone on the other side. I named it Diamond for a reason. Yes, Diamond is really strong. Besides, Carr, you have to use the fire opal to open the portal. Even more dangerous.
True, Carr hesitated. Yes, the fire stone will open the portal. To protect us, I will need to connect my stone with other stones under all the turquoise trees to form a circle of power.
Agreed, then?
Dreamflyer asked.
Yes, Carr sighed. You know what this means.
I do,
Dreamflyer said.
I will find my way back home another way if I have to. That's what I do in my adventures. I find my way home, always. Carr, this is our only chance to block the attack on our forest.
I will find a way to find you,
Carr started to say. Dreamflyer laughed.
I'll be back before you even miss me. Now, let's get some sleep.